Examination book in Bengal when we were in that small village, and under the psychology section they had one question: what is the physical basis of consciousness? This was a standard question in Bengal on psychology for high school. What is the physical basis of consciousness? That's what they are asking them. This is exactly.
Robert, how does the subtle mind connect to the gross senses?
Mind is the controller of the senses. Manasthasthani indriyani pratisthani karsa. With mind and the senses, six senses, the living being is struggling in this material world. That is it. Everyone is struggling. Study also. Western place. Struggle for existence. They are struggling. And this is the relief. Krishna consciousness. And he gets this a lot of times. Just like the Ananda and the Mathura meeting. One small child, 2 years old, was lost. And one boy took him on his bed and his mother came. So how anxiously he went to his mother and said it. He was feeling second power voice without mother. So many people are gathering, but because he could not find out his mother, he was up there. That is struggle for him. Everything is there, but he is finding better. That is our belief. We are of the part and parcel of Krishna. So without Krishna, the heart struggle for existence is gone. Now Krishna will get Krishna in the belief. That is mental. Exactly like the child without mother. Because seeing everything better. That stage with that. That is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda piramida.
in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you said in the purports that the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and false ego,
healthy life. Yeah? Okay.
Subtle body determines what goes on in the gross body. Next gross body.
Body does not determine.
Mind, intelligence, and false ego.
I make a situation, and then the higher authorities, nature, or above nature, which is not it. Once you are punished or rewarded by the goal, the decision is not by the authority, not by you. We create a situation and decision is had of it. Karmana daivanasya. Daivanasya. Otherwise, everyone will decide that I can become a king. Why? Not everyone. Why one becomes a stool, worm? That is how this is. What he has done. How he has created his mentality. According to that, Krishna is there within your heart. He knows everything. Ishara Sarvutana is Deja Arjuna Sishthati. And he understands that he wants to become like this. Then he orders to the material nature, give me a body like this. Brahman Sarvutani Jantra Durani Maya. Krishna orders Maya to give me a body, which is just like may see. Jantra. Jantra means machine. So he sits up on a certain type of machine. What? If he has developed peace mentality, nature will give him a body of a pig. And he very gladly eats too. Similarly, if they develop the mentality of higher demigods, he has body. Similarly, if they develop Krishna consciousness, he will go to this. Plenty. It depends on the Jnana Deva Bhutta Deva. The three grounds to keep the sun. You develop. Therefore, the best thing is to associate with devotee and develop the sakar of the sun. Try to understand Krishna and then go back to Krishna. That is the best utility of this. Dharma Karman Sadhibam Him Kujana Bhatta. If you simply try to understand Krishna as he is, then you will not develop Bhakta Deham Kumadha. At the beginning of this body, it has no Bhakta anymore, material body. Material body is subjected to change, one body after the one body. According to his mentality, he is given by nature different types of things. He suffers. So if you want to stop this suffering, Bhutta Bhutta Pradiyate, take one verse, and again, giving up this body, and again, I said, this do not since they had conditioned soul has become so dull and dreadful. He does not take seriously that why I am dying. Therefore, they have made their own theory that there is no life after death, everything is finished after death. This is the opinion of the Western philosopher, Big Professor. As Professor Potowski, who is in Germany, he says that after death everything is finished. That means they have no spiritual idea. And our spiritual idea begins from the acceptance of dark mind reason of the soul. We go into a village, physical. He believes in dark mind reason. Ordinary illiterate villager, he believes. The same in the now. The other day, 4 or 5 days before, he was, you know, glorious with him, walking in the field, and we preferred some of them for 4 or 5 days, they came to congratulate us. Son, sir, you have come to our field. It is a great fortune. Come here. And in your country, it is trespass. Beware of the dogs, private. One Sandima, not to come to my visit. And here, he illiterate, to that, he saw one sentiment, he saw it in my great fortune that he has come. That is the difference between East and West. Yes, they take it as trespass. So, you know, this man has come to my neck. We can fire him. So, getting birth in India, where Bhagavad Gita was spoken by the Supreme Lord, we are so bewildered. We do not take the knowledge seriously, how much unfortunate. We question about Krishna's instruction and do not take it and bring man back to die from problem. Big man, said Mr. Manda, such a nice man, he is manufacturing, did it, manam. Every day, one becoming different type of incarnation, and a different type of various system. And to make a compromise, did this Sami, their friend, yes, Jatamat Tapakas, whatever you want to talk to him about. In India's mission. By what he is fortunate, by what he is misfortunate. This is it. He has taken birth in India. This is a great fortune. Harald, Hamilton, Hamilton, and Moral. And without taking advantage of the great birth, he is misguided by the reluctance of the whole country. The demigods desire to come to take birth again in India. That is stated in the beginning. the climate, the atmosphere, the education, the knowledge, lack of knowledge. Gently passing, Krishna comes here, Lord Ramchandra comes here, Chaitanya. That's one possible. It is due to these bad leaders. And the Hagatam, very pulling them out. One blind man is leading hundreds of blind men. And everyone is falling to the ditch. What business? Because they have become so mad that directly they simply argue. Do not accept. But the whole business is to flatter them and request them kindly take this. Kindly. Dandini dhāyati natam padayuni pasya. After taking a grass in the mouth, because this is Indian way of humbleness, to take a grass and approach. And then, that means he has become a very humble and submissive. Padayunikasya Kātusakam Kitvās. And many flattering words and submitting. So the man is of course, he may say, all right, he can say what is a desire. Tapusatam kritya ahangya is harm. When he gives chance, all right, speak what you want to say. If he says, is harm, oh, you are a great sadhu. Sagalameva Bihaya Dudhava. You are great sadhu, but kindly give her whatever nonsense you have done. This is Sagalameva Bihaya Dudhava. You are such a great person, but you are full of all nonsense knowledge. Kindly give. Then, what you have to do? Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kritam. Can it be attached to Sri Chaitanya? Guru. We know he is a first class fool, but he pretends to very learned scholar. So how can you approach? He is hard for us. Chandra Charane Kritam. Give up. All nonsensical ideas you have learned and take it for them. That is our duty. So much nonsensical ideas they have developed. This is the way of approach. Hey, sadhu. He may say that you are a rascal. In the end, Muttaya Buddhism, he prakupaya matanta. If you advise, good thing, you are a rascal. In the end, that's a very great thing. Hey, sadhu, you are a great sadhu. But one request, so this forget all nonsense you have learned. Yes. In India, they have simply learned all nonsense at present. giving that Krishna the respect. And that life follows. That is in. Intelligent we are at all. We should give up all nonsense ideas and take to Krishna the instruction. That is the success. Are you agreeable?
You agree with me.
All I see as you say, as soon as you go, you say, no, you are not so sad. Hey, Sadhava, 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 to become a caste to Satan, to take Satan conscious. To become really a caste to Satan or something. Then he will be Jesus. Satan is from the same. Amar Asgari Guru Haya Taro Haya. Wherever you are in the country, the Chaitanya Chandra says, he will become a guru. That is it. He asks everyone, every mother in the Bharat Bhunishan, Bhunishan Janma, anyone who has taken God, as human being in India, is giving so much to him. Janma's heart factor, make your life successful and become a guru. And God is the person.
Because the concept of transmigration is...
By what? His 12 pages. Simply by taking birth. Just like in the relay. Well, most of the people personally, we see immediately the transmigration. Immediately believe in the God's migration of the soul. Still, how much I can give you to this in India? Simply here to adjust them in this way. That is based on the mountain in the soul. Amara Jain Guru here. Everyone of you become a guru. How? What should I do? I become a guru and illiterate. Have no education. How I can become a guru? Jare Dakho Tare Krishna. You hear in the expression of Krishna and just comes from. He hears from the right person that Krishna is the Supreme. And he simply says, Krishna is the Supreme. That is the Buddha. Where is the Buddha? Krishna says, Matta Paradhananda. I am the Supreme. Aham Madhiri Deva. He hears from the right person. And go everywhere and say, Krishna is the Supreme Being. And he just becomes a devotee. Then he becomes a devotee. And if you cheat them, throw them some jugglery and become yourself Krishna. level, that is the so-called guru, that says, they're trying to become Krishna. They're supplicating Krishna. They're trying to become Krishna. Is it possible? But they think Krishna is very insignificant. They do not know what is the meaning of this. The Saivanista Sutapara Pavalamma Jivanti Loma Vilada Jagadanna Nasa. Vishnu Mahansa Yadasta Palari. Mahavishnu, from food breathing, millions of universes are coming out and going. This Mahavishnu is partial representation of Krishna. This is it. The state of Nishasita Alama Pavarama. That's why we have extent from that. So many accounts and things. Similarly, Mahavishnu is breathing, and millions of universes are coming and going. That Mahavishnu, Vishnu Mahajaya, just a palanis is going on. That is it. But it's anything on a muha. So your rascals are thinking of Krishna. Krishna is a little more intelligent than me. I am as good as Krishna. Muhas.
May I ask you a question? Is the Guru an absolute necessity for spiritual advancement? Is the Guru an absolute necessity for spiritual advancement?
What do you say?
Because they are so rare, as you say, there are so many Gurus who are posing as different, which itself differentiates them to be Guru, then they are very rare. And how can one have Gurus when they are so rare?
Yes, when we go to purchase gold, we must have some idea what is gold. Otherwise, it will be secret. When you want to purchase gold, you must have some idea of gold. If you have no idea, then you will be cheated. That's why you must have no knowledge. What is Guru? Otherwise, we will be cheated.
If one doesn't get a Guru, then how can he exist?
Yes. That is essential. Adho would bark. But if you do not know, at least, what is the nature of Guru, then you will be cheated. Just like here, the definition of Guru. I was speaking. Is it not here? Did not hear?
No.
I was speaking and you did not hear? The symptom of Guru?
Yes.
What is that? What is that realization?
You have experienced what is given.
What is that experience?
That means you are hearing, you are thinking something else. I was just explaining what is Guru a minute before, and you are asking the same question. Dhamma who gives you the idea of Guru. That Amar Akkai Guru Hagya Karo Tente. He is saying that you become a Guru. I order it. So, what will answer, sir? I do not know anything. That's how I became Guru. And you are asking me to become Guru. The next line he says, yes, you can become Guru immediately. Kare dakho tare kaho Krishna opens. He simply repeats the instruction of Krishna. Then he becomes Guru. What is the difference? Is there any difference? So, if you simply understand Bhagavad Gita, then you will understand Guru also. You will not be cheated by so-called Guru. Shishvatiham sadhumam prapannam. Therefore, a guru means one who speaks on behalf of Krishna. He is guru. This is the definition. There is no difficulty to find out Guru. Just like if you want to purchase gold, you can purchase. Although there is chance of being cheated, but you do not say that there is no gold. That you cannot say. Gold is there. But if you are a rascal, you will be cheated. That is, depends on your knowledge. Gold is there. Otherwise, the world cannot go up. There are so many volumes of business in transaction of gold going, coming, purchasing, selling. You cannot say there is no gold. But if you are a rascal, then you will be cheaper. Somebody will give you iron and say it is gold too. It depends upon you, little intelligence. He cannot say, because I have been cheated, so there is no gold. Can you surrender? You do not know, you are reluctant. You do not know to find out where is gold. But he cannot say there is no gold. That is not real. Because one has been cheated, he cannot say that there is no gold. Because you have been cheated by some counterfeit coins or notes, he cannot say there is no real note. It is your less intelligence you have been cheated. So, Guru's definition is given there in the Shastra by the authorities. These are the Guru's symptoms. It's like we offer prayer to Guru. Samsara dāvāna na nīja lūpa prānāya kādhunna dhanāyama tam prāptaśya palyāna gunānna vasya bandhiri jīvasi charanā. Samsara dāvāna, this material world is just like blazing fire. Dhamma first fire. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire. It's destined automatically by three channels, dry bamboo. Nobody is interested to go to the forest to set fire. But still, the fire takes place.
Similarly, in this material world, everyone wants to live very happy. But it is not enough. There is past. Oh, Guru means one who can save you from this blazing fire. Prakrasya kalyana vana. This forest fire. Sometimes I was on the Kadhudam station and there was forest fire upon the hill. And I asked why there is no, they said it is fire. Very, very strong fire. Now we go there to extinguish the fire. We'll be up here as hard as we get a bucket of water. We'll be able to extinguish the fire. Then how do you find in the extinguish? Galaganattam. When there is sufficient rainfall from the star, that is Guru genius. Kaktatsapallana gunanamastha. Tamisharadama talayyurupa. Pranayo karunna dhanasmattam. Karunna ghanam. Guru is bestowed to so much mercy, cloud, which is cloud is merciful, pours down rain and the fire becomes extinguished. Similarly, Guru, he has received such mercy from Krishna and he pours over and the whole fire.
आपने कहा था कि अंदर की कोशिश नहीं हुआ है रोज वाली स्टेशन तक नीचे सोचती है अन्य स्टेशन सोच आपने कहा था कि अंदर की कोशिश
asking why is there evil in the world? If Krishna is the creator of everything, why is there evil in the world? This is your question.
So Krishna created evil, or you have created evil? Answer this question.
That's so many
levels of... answer this question. Evil.
This is very puzzling for I'm asking you.
No, no. Whether you have created evil, or Krishna has created evil. Suppose you are infected with some disease. So you have infected, or Krishna has infected you. You are suffering from cholera. And doctor says that you infected cholera. Yeah. So you have done it, or Krishna has done it.
He says it is an unsolvable riddle so far.
Not unsolvable. You are going to jail. So, the position of you are going to jail is created by you or by Krishna? Who has created that position? Answer this.
What I want to say is
that you want to say, I want to say this, answer.
If you commit a crime and go to jail, are you responsible or is Krishna responsible?
From
this
evil also,
has
the
evil. I don't understand that evil you create. Krishna does not fear. Krishna wants to say that in rascals don't create evil. Surrender unto me. Mura. Why you are creating evil? That is Krishna's. Krishna said, don't do it. Why you are doing that? So who is creating evil? You are creating. You are creating your own evil and you are accusing Krishna. How much fool you are, just imagine. Krishna says, Sabadamvan Paritajamavu, why you are creating evil? Give up everything, come to me. Why don't you go? And Krishna is creating very good. He is trying to save you from evil. And you are accusing Krishna that he is creating evil. Anta Sagupapim Pama Krishna. And you still are accusing Krishna. How much for you are.
Isn't it also true that if we think that Krishna is creating this evil, then we will never take a step to cure our own problems?
And then he's abiding Krishna. Krishna is created evil. But then I go to Krishna. This is all right. I can see it my own belief. That's all. Japa Matra Sapat. Vilay.
Kibir Kuna Mayer Bhavir. Ibhi Sarvam Ijan Jigat. Mohitam Naba Ijan Ati. Mam Idya Parami. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, for I am above the modes and inexhaustible. The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material mode, material nature is the Supreme Lord Krishna. In this material world, everyone is under the influence of these three gunas and is thus bewildered. By nature, living entities have particular types of body and particular types of psychic and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three material modes of nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called Vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called Sudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal-like. However, these designations are not permanent. I may be either be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, still, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this bodily conception of life, and we think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is behind all these modes. So, Lord Krishna says that men deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc., and each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in His personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
the conclusion is that we create our own image.
What about they said the process like Gulpan Kirosan and the Tornado and Earthquake and all these things? It is not created by the image.
Yes.
They also describe the process.
Yes. To describe because you are accusing Krishna. Yes. Some of our maps met. Now, next place for you, I'm saying. Can go upstairs.
Can go upstairs. Huh?
So tell me something.
We don't see 1 minute.
Yes. That is the message.
What a time that when there was a God conscious king, there were no natural disasters in the kingdom.
Because they are guiding the city has to become God conscious. That is the duty of the king to see that everyone is following his principles. Brahman Pati was a that is secular state. That you may follow any path of religious system, but you must follow it. That is the duty of the state. If you say that you are Hindu, then you must follow the Hindu codes. If you say that you are a Christian, you must follow the Christian thought. But secular state does not mean that you become without religion. Whatever you protest, you do it nice. That is God wants people to see. Don't cheat. I am talking that I am Brahmin. And I am doing the fabulous business. That is cheating. If you are doing the problem business, you say that you are a problem. Why do you say that I am wrong? That is God. If you are doing the problem business and professing as planet, he will be punishing you. That the layman, he does not tell anything about medical science and killing shops. Bottles, false bottles, poured water. And if you declare things that I am doctor, very good. He's a cheater. He should be punished. Similarly, you profess your own way of religion, it doesn't matter. But you must follow that religion properly. Just like Hindu here. So, who is a Hindu who doesn't accept Bhagavad Gita? Then how is Hindu? If he doesn't accept Bhagavad Gita. If you say, I am Hindu, but I don't believe in Bhagavad Gita, he should be immediately punished. And I tell you, shall give up your name as Hindu. Or you must accept Bhagavad Gita. If you say that you're Christian, you must accept the Bible, the teachings of Bible. The teachings of Bible, Ten Commandments, Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And if you are a killing, then you are not a Christian, you are a cheater. The Muhammad says that you must go 5 times to the mosque. And offer prayer. If you want to kill anyone, you must sacrifice it in this mosque. But he is not following your tenets, then he is a cheater. So it is state's duty to see that either a Hindu or a Muslim or Christian or anyone, he must follow his religious principles. That is the duty, that is secular. Not that because the state is secular, you can do whatever you like. That is the irresponsible spirit. There is no harm either in the Christian or Hindu or Muslim. It doesn't matter. But what follows? Defensive. Then the state will be nice. If the man is strictly falling from religious principles, it doesn't matter what religion he is following, then he is a good man. There is no doubt about it. No religion says that he is a man. Feet, that says. The same in Mohammedan religion. Yes. Intoxication is strictly prohibited. In our Lord Gita also. Buddha religion, Ahimsa. But all the combined destruction of all other religions, you will find Bhagavad Gita. You find out this what? Ahimsa. Amanitam, Adamitam, Ahimsa, Khanti, Ajama. It includes all religious principles. The summary of all religions. Either Hindu, or Muslim, or Christian, anyone can follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. In the Durva, I was talking in some scholarly society. So, there was an Indian, he belongs to the Aryas. So he said that Swamiji, he was speaking of the Hindu conception of Buddhism. And Hindu conception of Buddhism. When Krishna said, Dehinasinjathadehe tomarjo vanangara, Tata dehantara prati. Dehantara prati. A child is becoming a boy. A boy is becoming a young man. And a young man becoming an old man. It is Hindu culture. That's it. A Mohammedan child does not become a Mohammedan young man. People are thinking Hindu culture. What do you mean by Hindu concept? When Krishna said, Annan Bhavanti Bhutan, that he produced sufficient quantity of food there, and everyone will be happy. Isn't that for the Hindu? That's what Muhammad has. In this way, study each and every verse of Bhagavad Gita. It is applicable to the whole human Buddha. It is not a sectarian thing. Krishna cannot speak anything sectarian. He said, Aham Bija Pudhupita, I am the father of anyone. Does the father say anything particularly to one son, not for the other? If the father advises one son, my dear boy, you do business like this, this is good. Is it meant for that particular boy, not for the other? Each and every verse you study and feel that it is meant for the whole humanity. When he says, Manmana Phalamad Bhakta Madhyadi Mahana Muskuru, then what is that religion who will not think of what? Is there any religion which does not think of God? At least one does not think of God, what kind of religion it is. So, Bhagavad Gita says, Manmana Bhava. All I think of me, Krishna, or God, so what is wrong there? If I advise you, you always think of God. It is a very wrong thing. So you study analytically. That one is advice, Ahimsa, Amanitam, Padam Vetam. If you become humble and gentle, does it mean that you have to become a Hindu or Muslim? Every person should become humble and gentle. Amahitam padantri. Ahimsa. You should not be violent. Every East and every Bharat is ready. It is not for the Hindus and Muslims. Every area for the human society.
Amani tam adambitam ahimsa shantir arjavam acharya pashanam sucham stayam atam bingraham. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity.
Is it for only for the Hindus? This is instructor. What is that?
Humility, pridelessness.
Pridelessness.
Non-violence.
Non-violence.
Tolerance.
Tolerance.
Simplicity.
Simplicity. What is that? Is it for the Hindus only? For Muslims and Christians? How they are misguided, you see. And we are preaching the Bhagavad Gita as it is. How this Christian, they are preaching. If it is for the Hindus, the Bible also says the same thing. Kingdom of God is for the humble and meek. It is not sectarian at all. No religious group is sectarian. But according to the country, man, just like in the Bible, Christ says, thou shalt not kill. So you can understand what kind of man they are. They are very expert in killing. Therefore, the first thing is thou shalt not kill. Because those who are sinful, killers, how they will understand about God. Jishantu antogatam papam jananam punyakarma. One is free from all sinful activities. He can understand God. God is not so chilly. Jishantu antogatam papam. These things have to be understood. I shall deny the most sinful man, and I want to understand God, and I want to create God. Still going.
What is the difference between God, Father, and Guru?
God is the Supreme Father. Guru is our Father. Father is the Father. God is the Supreme Father. The Christian idea, God is the Supreme Father. Oh God, give us our daily bread. It's like children in a family. Ask Father, give me this food. The Father supplies. So God is Supreme Father. For everyone. Is there any difference? Is there any difficulty to understand? God is the Supreme Father. Is there any difficulty?
If I say I am a father, then why I say to God?
He is the Supreme Father. He is father's father. Grandfather's father. Great grandfather's father. He is one. That is therefore is called Supreme Father. If you speak to your father, there is no harm. So Guru kya bataya tum sarafiyo? Wo Guru hai na sara chor hai.
Yes,
if a chor find out Guru,
Guru
गुरु कौन है आदि तो बताया बार बार, गुरु तो वही है जो भगवान का विषय बताता, वो गुरु है, यानी तो चोर है। गुरु तो जानते ना, गुरु नाम देने से गुरु हो जाता, यही कारण बताया। गुरु का काम क्या है, जो उपाय मिले जाए वो गुरु है। गुरु का मतलब नहीं है पॉकेट मार, जो तुम तुम्हारा पॉकेट में है सब छीन लिया, बस हो गया गुरु, ये गुरु नहीं है। गुरु है वही जो तुमको ये प्रसाद गुरु का काम है उसको बचाना।
माता पिता न तस्या जननी न तस्या दैवं न तस्या न प्रतिष्ठया न मोचये समुपेत मृत्युम्। One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. There are many spiritual masters. Shivadeva advises that one should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciples from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. Kattva dehaṁ pura janma naiti māmeti sorjana. One can stop birth and death only by returning home, back to Godhead. However, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord in truth? Janma karma shame devyam evam yoveti tattvaha. We have many instances in history illustrating Rishabhadeva's instructions. Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj due to his inability